Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Fickle, Jason Bishop, and Johnny Cakes Auville. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Brian Lawton, NHL Network analyst. Brian's going to be part of the NHL Network's extensive playoff coverage, which includes NHL Tonight and seven qualifying round games beginning this Sunday at 8 p.m. with Blue Jackets Maple Leafs. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. All right. It's an exciting time, and we were talking about it yesterday on the Caps side. They had an exhibition yesterday, and surprise, surprise, Ovi scored from his office and scored again later in the game.
That's right. I think that gives him 50 goals in 69 games. Can we count those, too?
I would like to.
It felt the same to him, I bet.
He looked great, which is a great sign.
Right, for sure. What do you think is sort of the – what is the number one thing you're going to be looking at these teams, that, you know, as they sort of start up here? Is it going to be the goalies? Like, what are you looking at to see, like, who's going to be hot and who's going to be able to take advantage of this?
Initially, I was very concerned about the goalies.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, there's been a number of guys that have acquitted themselves quite nicely. Koskinen, I thought, played well. Varlamov looked good yesterday for the Islanders. You know, there's also been some guys, you know, a team like Minnesota that struggled during the regular season with their goaltending. Alex Dalok had a rough first game. A lot of weight being put into one game, but it's that quickly. Certainly for the teams, not like the Capitals, but for the teams that are playing for their lives right off the bat. So overall, though, I would tell you I'm a little surprised at how many guys looked better, not worse, for their first game.
Right.
Brian, were you surprised at the news that Ilya Samsonov, the youngster goalie behind Holtby here in Washington, was not going to make the trip to Toronto for the bubble? He has an undisclosed injury. So it's going to be all Holtby all the time. I'm guessing that was Reardon's plan all along, but now he doesn't have that safety net, so to speak, with Samsonov there.
Certainly changes the dynamic. Holtby's proven he can do it, but boy, it'd be nice to have that safety net, as you say. Samsonov has come a long way, certainly since those first 20 games or so in the American Hockey League where he really struggled. But Brian McClellan, you know, he understands what it takes for guys to make that transition sometimes from Europe over to the National Hockey League, and the organization was incredibly patient with him, and it's paid off for him. But this is a bit of a blow. It certainly is a disappointment for them not to have him available.
So, Brian, the last thing you want if you're Coach Reardon yesterday is to see what happened to John Carlson, where he gets tangled up behind the net with a Canes player. He left the ice briefly. Didn't seem serious. He was back on the bench eventually. But the last thing you want is your Norris Trophy finalist to suffer an injury in your exhibition before the real games get going.
Yeah, it was a little scary initially. I think he's fine. We certainly haven't had any word that there's anything disastrous wrong. But make no mistake, that would be disastrous for the Caps if he were unable to go. Everybody has learned to appreciate John's offense, but what everybody doesn't appreciate enough in my mind is his ability to contribute significantly at both ends of the ice. I've enjoyed watching John progress. I felt like he really struggled in his early years defensively, but he has worked incredibly diligently to make himself not just an average defender, but a significantly above average defender. And that has been really, you know, what's ignited him offensively and his value around the league is his ability to play both ends. I think he's an underrated guy personally. So there is no fix if they lose him. And because of the salary cap, guys, I really think that some of the elite teams, and I consider Washington one of the elite teams, they're just not able to carry as much depth as they used to have in the past. So a big blow, it's the wrong person for anybody. We could throw Tampa in that mix, potentially even Boston. Those are kind of my three top teams in the West, in the East. And the same case in the West with Colorado, Vegas, and St. Louis. You lose the wrong guy and you're in trouble. John Carlson is one of probably three guys on Washington that fall into that mix.
So Carlson trying to win the Norris for the first time and bring it back to D.C. since Rod Langway did it in back-to-back years in 83 and 84. Your playing career coincided with Langway's. Do you have any good Rod Langway stories trying to get past him to pot one in the net? I'm guessing it was difficult back in the mid to late 80s.
Yes, I played with John in the 84 Canada, with Rod, excuse me, in the 84 Canada Cup. And he was just a great guy, a fierce competitor, so athletic, such a great leader. I couldn't say enough things about him. This is a guy that came to the rink and absolutely gave it everything he had every single day. I've never seen a human being sweat more in practice than Roddy. It was incredible to watch. He was one of my favorite teammates. He was a guy I actually wished I had a chance to play a regular NHL season with. There's a lot of wisdom that he bestowed on players constantly. So the world is different now. We don't really see the guys that play the style that he played back then winning the Norris Trophy. There has to be more of an uptick in offense. That's just how it's evolved over years. But he certainly was one of the last guys that I can remember that won it strictly based on how elite he was defensively.
Talking to Brian Lawton, who is an NHL Network analyst. He's part of the NHL Network's extensive playoff coverage, which includes NHL Tonight and seven qualifying round games beginning this Sunday at 8 p.m., with the Blue Jackets at Maple Leafs. I say at Maple Leafs, and that's the case maybe on paper, but I'm wondering what you think of the round-robin format where theoretically they're playing for home ice, but there is no real home ice. So how would you take that if you were a player on the team? What do you think coaches should do in the round-robin games like the Capitals are going to have?
It's a really interesting question because when I look at things, I'm breaking down who has the advantage in the actual or normal first round of the playoffs. Forget right. about the play-in round. And I clearly would rather be one of the teams in the round-robin format. Forget about what they're playing for. I would just covet the amount of extra time and known status as huge upticks for all eight teams, quite frankly. They're going to play three games over the amount of allotted time that could take a five game series to end. We know that already. So when you look at the math, there's just a lot more planning that you're able to do. There's a lot more, rest that you're able to provide for the players as you ramp them up to top speed. And you also have a little bit of coverage from a potential injury in these first, we'll say four games, because I'll include the exhibition game. And that means a lot. I'm happy it worked out that way, to be honest with you, because I do believe those teams deserve some type of advantage for the exceptional regular seasons they were having. And I really like the solution that the NHL came up with. There's nothing perfect, but I like it. Now, on the other side, there'll be some teams that say, oh, I just want to be up and going. I'm going to have a chance to play maybe five games. We're playing right away for our lives. I don't buy that. I'd rather have the rest and the ability to plan.
Brian, you tweeted this yesterday, at BrianLawton9. What a recruiting tool and advantage this could be for both Toronto and Edmonton being the host cities for the restart. What sort of stories are you hearing trickling out of the bubbles in both spots? It seems like the NHL has done a really good job of, you know, providing amenities for the players, making sure they have a lot of safe spaces to not only train and practice, but also to relax during their off time. What have you been hearing out of Edmonton and Toronto as the restart gets ready to go?
Well, the number one thing I've been hearing is that some players didn't realize the sun shines in Edmonton. Yeah, the guys just don't always get a chance to see these cities, obviously, at this time of year. If they're not from there, you know, Edmonton is a wonderful city. They have a world-class facility. They've got great ownership. You know, but there's obviously a stigma that comes with the weather of playing in Edmonton. I played a lot of games in Edmonton as I started the first 5 years of my career in Minnesota. We were up there all the time. And, you know, the sun shines longer. It's dark. It's a long ride in from the airport. There's some things that stand out with players. Now, in talking to players, they're kind of getting, for Edmonton and Toronto, it's a double positive whammy for them in that they get a chance to showcase their cities. That's not why they were chosen. That's just one of the benefits of it. It's not necessarily economic, although there is an economic benefit for both Toronto and Edmonton, but this is just one of the ancillary benefits that you just can't worry about. Somebody was going to be a hub city. So the benefit is that players will be in these cities and get to realize how wonderful they are in the off season. But also, 2 days ago, I spent 2.5 hours on the phone along with everybody on the media side and the television side just going over what the bubble looked like. People were giving us virtual tours a little bit behind the scenes. And you can't imagine the detail that the National Hockey League has put into this plan. It is impressive. It's no doubt in my mind, and the NHL has always been a close follower of what goes on at Olympics. Having been at Olympic Village a number of times before in my life, kind of resembled that. Very locked down, everything you need right at your fingertips, but some space even in the middle of a city like Toronto away from everybody else. It's been impressive, guys. It really has.
Brian, appreciate the time. It's Brian Lawton. Check him out on the NHL Network. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, fellas, for having me on.
Yep. You got it, man.
What he says is kind of piggybacks what Alan May told us yesterday. Alan said that the NHL went through all the details, even have like family pictures in the guys' rooms as they're going through quarantine and their version of the bubble. So, look.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine how much thought and detail went into prepping the bubbles for both the NHL and NBA. I mean, it's just a lot of details you have to go through and sort out.
A lot of logistics to deal with.
Tons of it, yeah. Yeah. But, again, when you got no positive tests, none in the NHL. I'm pretty sure I got that right. They had no positive tests.
That's correct.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, they made it
through. I mean, people are walking down the street and getting COVID.
Well, that's not true. Again, I know you're
kidding. It's called sarcasm.
I know you're kidding.
But my point is, when you have nobody getting it, you've done something right.
Well, again, I want to point this out, and I hate to be the bright light. But in baseball, the Marlins had an outbreak, and they're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And I like what they're doing. They're putting in a control person, a guideline control person in every team.
A narc.
But what they found is that, and it may not be true as of yesterday, but since Saturday, there were like 6,400 tests. Other than the Marlins, nobody else tested positive. And those guys are... You know, going home, presumably they're going to 7-Eleven to get, I don't know. I assume they're going to get groceries, that kind of thing. So that was good, you know.
Well, now these players realize, you know, we're losing games. You know, Marlins lost a full week of games, essentially. Now they're going to make some of those up, but yeah, it's no joke. They got to really, really be careful.
Jason, can you flash your rings for the cameras again? Do you have them still on?
Why? Where'd that come up?
Well, I just want to see them both on your hand and see if there's space for a third.
Look at you.
I mean, look at your dream. Hey, you might as well get greedy. It took us, you know, more than 2 decades of doing this radio show till we finally got to be part of a parade. But it's intoxicating, right, fellas? It's nice to be part of a parade
but
get the ring.
But what makes you think they'd give us another one? Yeah, like that's the problem. You're starting to feel like if they win, we'll just get one.
Entitled. Might be a little bit of entitlement going on there.
I'm just wondering. It does look like there's a little room.
Hey, highest bidder combo.
Why don't you put a Caps one right in between so the Nationals is in the middle and you have
he needs one for his
rings.
Index for your pointer.
Hey, if we get fired, combo sale going on these rings.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as I know, we're still carrying the games, right?
I believe so. Absolutely. No, I know. We're partners, and you're right. They have set a dangerous precedent in our mind. But I'm just saying, you can't assume.
All right. I'm going to assume you don't know, but I'm going to ask the question anyway.
Ooh.
What's your lead on the entertainment page?
Oh,
Ellen. It's got to be Ellen, right? It's the biggest story in Hollywood right now.
We could do Ellen. Jesus. Let me tell you, the one that jumped out at me. Oh.
I did see your girl Liz Hurley posting new pictures.
Oh. I now follow her.
New thirst trap photos.
You know what she loves to do? Not button her shirt.
She should buy shirts with no buttons. Save a little cash.
Valdez, Liz Hurley, fun girl.
All right, we'll come back with EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I don't know if we should mention this on the show, but it kind of relates to something that flared up a couple years ago now, and that was Angelo Cataldi from WIP Radio in Philadelphia when he called us morons and dumbbells for our Bryce Harper take. I guess it was probably about a year ago.
I know where this is going.
He tried to act like he didn't know who we were. Well, it's an inside baseball thing, but a trade magazine called Talkers came out with their Heavy 100 list, top 100 morning radio shows.
The Heavy 100.
Or it might have been sports
shows.
It's the
Heavy 100, everybody.
And I know but it's the national shows included.
Yeah, the top three were all big national shows, like Colin Cowherd was number one. Dan Patrick
Rome
and Jim
two.
Rome were 2-3. But Angelo Cataldi, who's very successful, number 11. The Morons and Dumbbells, number 8.
Yeah.
Are we dropping or rising?
Dumbbells. I'm not sure. You know what? I didn't see whether
I feel like that.
I think we dropped from 4 to 8.
I think we might be dropping.
No, I don't think we were ever 4.
No, we were 7 last year.
Oh, we were 7.
So we slipped. Yeah.
We may have been number 4 in like local morning shows on a different list. But as far as the top 100 for Sports Talk. We were 7 last year, I believe.
So right. We slipped one.
Right.
That gets me
better. Still, that's Cates. 5. Still top 10 status.
We're still top. Yeah, I blame Cates because he doesn't know Oklahoma's south of Missouri.
Oh, it's my fault.
Here's the thing that I don't like about it. And first of all, nobody knows. And nobody cares. No one's ever seen this Talkers magazine. Right. I've never even seen the magazine. I mean, it's the silliest thing.
I've seen it at CK's office before.
It's just an industry D measure.
It's for nerds. Yeah.
Right.
But listen, I like being ranked highly. Who doesn't? I like to be one. But what's funny about it tilts me that they list us with our names. We're the junkies. No one cares about Eric Bickle. Right. Nobody cares about John Allville.
Nope.
Nobody even knows who those idiots are. It should be the junkies or the sports junkies.
Agreed.
Can we fix that in the future?
That's for 2021. We're going to lobby
also
for that.
Also, the picture. I got the Hertzing R11 hat. That thing's like 20 years old.
You have a driver that's like 8 years old.
Right.
they probably think you're a nubs golfer.
They probably think I still hit the R11. Right.
All right. Well, can we update?
By the way, that's still newer than my driver.
Look at that guy. They say he plays Max Flies.
Right.
Do you want to know who leapfrogged you?
Yes.
That was Boomer and Giannotti from The Fan.
So last year, was Boomer not in the top 10 because of all the drama?
Because he was 9 last year, and now he's 4.
Right.
Oh, now Craig Carton's coming back. He's going to knock us down another peg.
Oh, they'll go to number 1.
He vaults into the top 10.
Right. Is Carton going to work with Boomer again? Or they just going to put him at a different time?
The rest of the top 7, they were all there beforehand.
So let's bring on from The Fan in Washington.
Do you have more where he just starts joning on us?
No.
But note, Drabby, are you with me that we should be named the junkies on there? Not our dumb names.
I agree, but it's not just it's that way for everyone. Toucher and Rich, they got their weird real names.
Yeah, nobody cares. You don't even know who it is.
Hold on, what's Toucher's real name?
Rich
Toucher.
I think that's the guy that's taking a leave of absence.
No, it's Fred.
Oh, Fred.
It's
yeah.
Fred Toucher. Yeah. And Rich
Touchers.
That's how it's spelled. And Rich Schertenlieb.
I think, yeah, well, Fred's taking the leave of absence.
Better to go by Rich. What was his last name?
Rich Schertenlieb.
Rich is much better.
Yeah, he needs a name change.
Yeah. Rich T-shirt.
I mean, so, yeah. Exactly. Rich Dukes.
Now, the people listening do not obviously see this, but the people in the industry see it.
So maybe a few, yeah.
I mean, but these
but nobody knows. That's the thing that tilts me. So, like, if you want some respect within the industry a little bit, I know what you're getting at.
As long as Cataldi sees it.
Yeah, but he's not going to know. He's just going to say
he needs his readers.
John Allville and John Paul Flame. And nobody knows who those losers are.
He needs someone to read it for him.
It needs to be the junkies. That's our name.
I mean,
our name.
I know, but do you really care? At the end of the day.
Well, like when the guitarist for Def Leppard dies or something, you don't know who he is unless they say... From friggin' Def Leppard. You know what I mean? You gotta know.
Something about branding. Branding is important.
We've been branded as the junks. Why are they putting our dumb single names there? At least put EB.
E-Bizzle.
Right.
Put some respect on that nickname.
Thank you, Cakes.
Throw Drab and Valdez a bone, too.
Yeah, throw them a bone. Why not?
Put the producers in
throw
there.
Throw you dogs
hey,
a bone.
Put your pictures in there instead of mine. With
literally nobody has a real name around here. We're all nicknames, and they're putting... real names. Nobody knows those people. Who's John Allville?
John.
Nobody knows me by my real stupid name.
Yeah.
They know me by Cakes.
Yeah. I know. I look at that and I go, who are those losers?
Yeah, who's that loser with that Yonex Persimmon Woods hat?
You're going really deep.
They're really working hard for that.
I'm telling you, that picture. When is that picture? When was it?
File that away for your next cameo bit, Valdez. Yeah.
I was playing the R11s, I think, in 2007.
Don't we have a more recent photo, too? Don't we have anything?
Well, that's the photo you guys took in 2012 or early 13.
Okay, haven't we taken one in like the last 8 years?
I mean, that photo's so old, I don't even have facial hair. Right. I mean, it's old.
Yeah. You don't even have bags.
Photoshop's some bags in there already.
Didn't we take a bunch that they have like with Entercom now that are like kind of around the hallways and stuff?
Yes, they've taken those. They haven't made it to Talkers, EB.
Right. Anyway, it's cool to be in the top 10. I did notice, I felt a sense that we had slipped, though, by being 8. Steve
one
Young.
One slot's not bad. And I mean, one Boomer and Geo, they're on The Fan. It's understandable.
Right.
And Grant and Danny and Duke's all made the top 100.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's very good.
The whole
That's
lineup.
Good news.
I mean, well-deserved, and all those guys should be ranked higher.
Yeah.
Frankly. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. Nobody sees it. Nobody cares.
Right.
It just tilts
speaking
me.
Speaking of names,
you know,
the worst beat is, and I don't know if you guys get this same email, is about, like, it seems like every couple of months we'll get an email from a company that has seen that we finished high in the Talkers magazine, and they want you to buy a plaque to commemorate it. It's
an instant delete.
I get it every time.
Well, the whole thing's a scam.
You know who can buy that? CK or some higher up at Entercom.
Hold on. The whole thing's a scam to buy a plaque.
You've never seen the email?
I don't know. It's so much junk email.
I've deleted that email so many times. I mean, I've opened it once or twice.
You
got to
be kidding me.
And it says, oh, commemorate your success.
That's like when the crossbow rapist was going. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like
he
was. You don't remember that?
No.
That's quite a reference.
You guys don't remember that?
So us getting a plaque to say we finished number 8 in the country in sports radio.
Well, I didn't finish my thought because I'm ADD.
Like a crossbow
the crossbow rapist was going around and sexually assaulting women, but then he owned a security company. So that
I
he would be
see the connection.
So he would be hired. Do you understand? It was some sort of like.
I don't know how that just pops in your mind.
It's a scam.
He was generating business by murdering people.
Yes.
That's not a scam. That's a crime.
Right.
I don't think we committed any crime.
I mean, the first scam that should come to your mind is like Nigerian Prince email.
Right.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Crossbow rapist.
No, but in other words,
Talkers Magazine.
You guys don't remember those. It was a buoy.
But bottom line is you believe Talkers Magazine is in cahoots with this trophy company.
Yes. Yes! It's brilliant!
Could you imagine being a trophy company in 2020?
It's not brilliant.
How are you making any money?
No one's ordering plaques.
I know, I'm right. How much are they? Maybe I don't have any plaques. I have an OUI.
By the way, speaking of names, I just noticed this, and it's tilting me for the last 5 minutes. I know that Jason must be hyping up like a sponsor on his Zoom name, but he's got it misspelled. I mean,
the Herbit.
The Herbit.
Oh, yeah. Why did you tell me earlier?
I just noticed it. It made me laugh, though.
Hold on.
But it's also tilting me because it's misspelled.
So we put all these goofy names
on
our thing.
The Herbit agent. That's my boy Brian Wilson, the Herbit agent.
Yeah, the Herbit agent. He'll get it done for you. I don't know what a Herbit is.
People are going to theherbitagent.com and they're just getting bitter. All
right. So we put our names. I should change mine.
Yeah, you should hook it, EB.
Well, I had to change it yesterday because I was doing my poker podcast, and it's at EB Offenbacher.
Your poker podcast?
My lacrosse podcast. And my guest.
I've done a poker podcast in over a decade.
Thank you. My guest. I didn't want him to think I'm crazy or something. He was talking to an Offenbacher.
What?
So hold on. Now I got to put BMW.
There you go, Jason. You fixed it. You're good now.
Yeah, I have to. I've got to hook
I should actually put my new name that Mike Rabel called me twice. JD.
JD, yeah. JD Flame.
JD.
Speaking of, he is my guest. We're releasing that episode today.
Hey, did you bet that guest for some PLL gear for your boys? Did you throw that in there during the podcast?
I should have.
Why am I not wearing like a Redwoods hoodie? Or a chrome like jersey. Why am I not doing that?
I should have. Oh, Jason, you'll be psyched. Somebody just asked me for winners because on his DraftKings account he can bet. Uh-huh. And if you want one, I do have a winner.
Okay. Hold on. A PLL winner.
A PLL winner.
I got nowhere to place it unless I place it with Chuck Books.
You can't get a DraftKings account?
No, I can just play. I'll just place it with my bookie.
Place it with your bookie.
He takes anything. He'll take a bet of how many French fries I'm going to eat.
So the Whip Snakes play the Atlas at 7 p.m. tonight.
All right.
On NBC Sports Network.
That's Matt Rambo versus Paul Rabel. Those are big sillies.
Oh, yes. Rambo's stud.
Yep. Yes. And the
Terp.
Whips.
He a Terp.
They won the whole thing last year. They lost their first game, I think, to the Redwoods potentially, but they're still better than the Atlas. The Atlas D struggles. The Atlas actually struggled to score goals at times, too. The Whips win this game, I'm going to say, like 8 times out of 10. They're minus 155. All right? And if you want to bet, like, the goals or whatever, it's minus Do they do goals? It just says spread -1.5. So is that essentially like the goals?
That's the goal line, yeah.
So I think they would probably win by 2, 7 times out of 10.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to play the money line -155.
Yeah, so do that. You might want to put a couple hundred on that.
What's the name of the team again?
The Whip Snakes.
Whip
Rick.
Snakes.
The Rick Snakes.
They will beat the Atlas tonight at 7 p.m.
Jason's going to be bitter if Paul Rabil scores like 5 goals tonight.
I'm betting against my buddy Paul Rabil.
Yeah, he's my buddy too. I know.
Yeah, no, he's like our best friend.
I just interviewed his brother last night.
All right,
but his brother who loves
the Whips are just better.
Right.
They're good. The Whips are going to win. So there's a free winner for everybody out there. Now watch me put the biggest jinx on him. Hopefully I do, and Rabil has like 6 goals.
Like I did on Logan Thomas.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So what is?
So I got him at -155.
Valdez, you're the math guy. $50 on -155 pays me.
It's
what?
Only going to pay you about like
$35 or $30.
Yeah, it's about 30 some bucks.
Valdez is the math guy. We're all in trouble.
I don't know, something like that. Just the odds guy. All right, I'll put it up. $50 in.
That's a winner. That's a winner.
Over the Atlas.
And the Archers Chrome match, that's a little closer. I don't know. I probably would lean Archers. They're -141. You don't like the goal line? -1.5?
I'll do anything.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
What?
I'll do anything.
Down goal lines of the PLL.
I'm giving you winners. About money.
How dare you? This is the 8th best radio show in the country. Draft t-shirt.
Yeah, don't challenge
content. How dare
you?
But we are sliding cakes.
Yes.
We don't want to continue that slide.
We gave up some ground. I understand.
I'm just giving you winners. This is about money.
88th.
So funny.
Yeah. All right.
I'm in. I already
gave you a free winner.
In.
By the way, the other thing is, I know we got to go to break. We come back, maybe hopefully finish up with a few EP stories. But since my kid, and since this dumb COVID everything, since my kid has strep. All I'm doing is wiping everything down. This COVID thing has ruined my life. All I do is wipe down the doorknobs, the refrigerator, the lights, because he just goes up there and he contaminates everything with all his strep throat. And now
hold on. You might have said this earlier. Is he 100% positive for strep?
No, the doctor just assumed he had it because he had white spots on his throat. He was hanging out with his buddy who had strep.
But doesn't strep give you fever and
he had no fever,
bad sore throat? I mean, I've had strep before. It's not just white spots.
Yeah, but he was drinking beers with him. I mean, they shared beers.
But I guarantee if he has full-fledged strep, he's
got more
symptoms. Are they
100-ounce beers? Like, if you have a 12-ounce beer, why are you sharing that with somebody?
They were probably sharing liquor. It's probably liquor. It could have been moonshine for all I know.
How about you use your own, drink out of your own containers in the COVID era? That's my advice to everybody.
That's my advice to my kids, too, and they just mock me. Stevie says, then you'll look like a wuss.
All right, we got a listener who wants some sports betting help online, too. Let's go to him real quick before the break.
All right.
People want sports betting help, even for PLL.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
I was actually ready to Joan on you on social media because I took a screenshot of how long I was on hold. And if I didn't get in, I was going to just go right to the Twitter machine and, you know, do the whole bit where I put the screenshot on.
You're the Feinstein guy, aren't you?
Tag you guys. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy. Trolls fan. He's the professional troll, this guy.
He's been blocked how many times by Feinstein?
Probably 3 or 4. I don't know.
Oh, this is high school.
He's evolving, though. Guys, he's evolving. He's now muting people and not blocking people. I found that out.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's really into social media.
All right, go ahead.
What do you got today?
Yeah. So here's my question. I want to get into betting baseball. There's so much stuff you can do. You could do, like, the runs per game, overall winner. There's, like, a run line, like NFL as point spread. What do you guys like? And then what kind of research should I do? Should I just look at pitching matchups, historically, how they've done against a team? Seems like baseball is kind of like more of a throwing a dart rather than NFL, I guess. I mean, I did pretty good betting NFL last year. I was up like 20 units, but I want to get into betting baseball. So what do you guys think?
Cakes believes in the tingle theory.
Yeah,
you know about
tingle
theory.
We're big on tingles.
Just look at the two teams and be like, I like the Blue Jays tonight.
And also, you know what? Bet the Yankees team total anytime they play the Orioles because the Orioles pitching is about as good as Paul VI High School. So I would bet the Yankees tonight on the money line, the run line, and the team total. Bet it all.
Bet it all.
You know how?
But historically, I mean, baseball's tough because underdogs win all the time, road teams win all the time. I wouldn't lay a ton of money on money lines except for, like, tonight, the Yankees. I probably won't even play the Yankees tonight because it's too high. But run lines and team totals are good values.
Dude, I gave everybody a free winner tonight. The Whipsnakes are going to beat the Atlas. Yeah. They're just going to. So,
all right. I told you, I placed it.
Yeah, yeah. You should do the run line, too. Or the goal line.
Yeah, play the goal line. Minus 1.5.
Yeah, yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the EP. We'll talk about Liz Hurley. We'll touch on Post Malone. And, of course, we'll squeeze in a Bruce call if he calls. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now to open up the entertainment page. Brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple. Just bubbly water. Splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened. Some of Stevia artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish. It's only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code Junkies. It's very important. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, boys. We talked about the Ellen deal earlier in the program. Very interesting. You know, there's going to be a show investigation.
Internal investigation.
Yes. Well, there's actually what's happening is the production company has hired a third party, I believe, right, to help them to do an investigation, kind of an independent deal, and see what's going on there, because there's been too many allegations. Apparently, a bodyguard came out I read the allegations from the bodyguard, and they were just kind of like, you know how like guys go up and they ask for an autograph sometimes, and mm-hmm. You think the guy's a douche because he didn't sign your autograph?
Yeah, like Jason asked for autographs all the time from people.
Right,
like
exactly.
That sort of bit. Some
well,
of
this bodyguard, do you think this bodyguard said he worked with her at the Academy Awards that she hosted? Remember in 2014 when she hosted the famous selfie pic with all the celebs? Kevin Spacey, by the way, in that shot.
The pizza delivery.
Yeah, all that.
Right.
He said he's been a bodyguard, security guard for celebrities for over a decade. He holds their hands. He walks them through crowds, protects their families. And he said Ellen's the only one that ever didn't even say hello to him, just acted like he wasn't even there. He said it was really cold. And he said Portia de Rossi, very normal, very accommodating. But Ellen, on multiple occasions, just basically acted like he wasn't a human being. And so that's just one thing. I wouldn't put too much stock in that. That's just one, one day. Maybe she's having a bad day.
No, but along those lines, I've read some of these allegations, and some of them seem silly to me. Like there was, I don't know if she was a YouTuber or Instagram star. She had somebody on her show who then told all of her followers that basically it sounded like Ellen just had her as a guest and didn't engage in any small talk other than kind of their on-air.
Well, what are you going to talk to a YouTube star about?
Well, the thing is,
seriously,
when it's
also 60 or something like that, so she has like these teenagers who are YouTube. What is she going to relate to the 18-year-old that's got 5 million followers?
Well, she seems to be able to relate to him when the red light's on.
Right.
So that's the problem.
But all of us are like that to an extent.
Agreed. Agreed, and I'm kind of defending her, believe it or not. So I want to, I don't know about there are some allegations of racism, maybe by some of the producers, a toxic work environment, maybe by the producers. So I don't know those details yet. But if that all turns out to be true, and Ellen is a big part of that, that's going to be devastating to her reputation. could be, you know.
Especially
because
I saw, and I wasn't aware of this. Let's test Jason. Do you know what she says at the end of every show, Jason?
Oh, he definitely knows.
Be kind to one another.
Yeah, so it's contrary to her clothes.
Right. Exactly. And she's, do you think it's possible that she's just an awful human being?
She's just a tyrant.
I mean, she is funny. Like, my wife, totally, like, when quarantine first started and Ellen was, I don't know if she still does it, but she was putting out these little bits where she was playing cards by herself, solitaire. You know, my wife thought they were the funniest things. And I would look at him and I'd go, you know what? Those are pretty funny. She's pretty funny. She comes off charming.
She makes her producer stand in the back of backyard behind the windows. Won't even let him in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all a bit, but.
Of course. I some of the stuff I see, it is funny. But if she really is like an awful human being, that's just, man. How many people are like that? I guess OJ, we thought OJ was this happy-go-lucky guy, and it turns out he was a murderer. Not saying she's a murderer, but...
You just compared Ellen to OJ?
Well, just in terms of being completely too
fair. Kaiga Tsushima! Didn't he compare our spot on the talkers list to
the crossbow
rapist?
Not us. The people that put the list out.
Who knows?
It's like it's like firemen.
But they're
firemen
probably,
that set fires so they can put out the fire.
But there are probably people who work for her that love her. You know what I mean?
Then that should come out.
I mean, I know the big thing that I know about Ellen, I don't know that much. I mean, she was
a
great comedian before, but doesn't she give away a ton of money to like charity and do things like that?
Oh, she hooks people.
Well, a lot of people do that. I'll
tell you, I don't know how Shutterfly has any money left because Shutterfly gives so much money away on that show to people. Like, people will write into her and say, yeah, I'm a single mom with four kids. I lost my job, you know, yada, yada, yada. My kid's sick. Mm-hmm. And then Shutterfly will come up with $100,000 and just stroke a check.
Did your wife get anything? Your wife went to the Ellen show, right?
She did, yeah. She went in March.
Did she get any sort of prize for being there?
No.
She was hoping she could get away with a car or something, right?
She got on TV, though.
She did.
Did she get in there right before the COVID hit? Because, I mean, COVID.
I'm telling you, they flew out of L.A. like the day before the world shut down.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because didn't your friend make her, like, take all her clothes off when she got in the house and everything? And
hey,
take showers?
Hey.
No. Take showers, yeah.
Yeah, I thought all that clothes was considered infected.
Well, they were worried that their son had it because their oldest son. Or he was feeling like a little symptomatic of some things. But
well, everyone in the country at one point thought they've had it.
Right. Turns out he was fine, but she was worried for my wife and my daughter when they came in the house. So,
by the way, I can't
confirm. Like Eric was going down the highway that Brett's old move. Do you remember Brett's old move?
Which
it's
one?
I can't really say it on the air.
I think I know his move.
No, I know his move, but that was in relation to what? I can't even remember.
Well, you just said that she had to disrobe and get naked when she showed up
at the guy's
house.
I wasn't going there. No.
No.
I can confirm the Allville family, COVID-free. All the results back
congrats.
In. No COVID. Zippy.
Well, we've taken – four of us have taken a test. We were all COVID-free. But, again, that's only a snapshot at that moment if it's accurate.
I know you were worried because you were in South Carolina and somewhat of a hotspot, but don't you interact with almost nobody there, Cakes?
Yes, it's the perfect social distancing vacation.
Yeah.
I was social distancing 30 years ago.
Right.
Or however long I've been going on this vacation.
Well, what would you have done? So Beachmasters, got a shout out to Beachmasters, OBX. They are hooking us up with the tent and the bar and the cooler and all that stuff. It's awesome. And the chairs.
Good setup. Yeah.
The Chase Young lounges, all that.
Yes.
The guy said where we're staying in Kerala is very popular. We're like
Corona.
It's Corona, right. We're like we're not on the beach, but we're in a community that's like a quarter of a mile. You know, it's not far at all, right? Like you easily walk there.
Yeah.
But he said that it's super crowded there. He recommended that we go 3.5 miles away and set up the tent there. And I said, no, I want it in the Corona area. I want it with more people.
You better put some yellow tape around that Beachmasters.
Did I make a mistake?
Well, I know this. The boys
we'll
are distraught.
Find out.
The boys are distraught that you did the plug, so we didn't have time for Bruce.
Oh.
We'll maybe get to Bruce him tomorrow. We got to get out of here for Bic, Bish, Cake, some JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.